turn to John chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. I asked the kids if they ever had a pet that passed away, if they ever had somebody that they loved die. We all are going to face death, but sometimes death comes up really close to us. Has anybody ever been in that situation where they've said, "Help, I'm going to die"? Have you ever had a near-death experience? I've had a few. Some riding on my bicycle, a car comes a little too close, and that gets your blood moving. But perhaps you've also been in a situation where you've really had to face the prospect of your own death. We've been going through a series of messages on help called The Source, because Jesus is the source to help us in our every need. And today we're looking at Jesus as the source of a life that will never end. A life that will never end. If you are afraid you're going to die, if you're afraid you're going to die, you have the wrong life. If you're afraid you're going to die, you have the wrong life. James Musa Rike, an African pastor in Nigeria, Christians in Nigeria for decades have been under severe persecution in some parts of that African country, that African nation. Extremists have come and wiped out whole villages. And that was true for Pastor Rike as extremists came through, terrorists came through and killed his wife and two children. He escaped. His wife, having been shot, having been slashed with a machete, horrible, horrible incident, said to her husband, "Help, I'm going to die." And then she said this, as he tried to comfort her, "Is this the end? Is this the end between us? Or shall we not be together again?" And Pastor Rike, holding on to her, says, "Hold on to your faith in Jesus, and we shall meet and never part again. We shall meet and never part again." Earlier, he had heard a scream from nearby, rushed to see his 13-year-old daughter, slashed with a machete, her bowels laying about her. And she, with her dying breath, she told her father that the person who killed her said, "See if you're Jesus," as he threatened her with her life. "See if her Jesus can save you." And she told him, "My Jesus has already saved me. You kill me, and I'll go to be with him." I love that. "See if your Jesus will save you in this hour." And she said, 13 years old, "My Jesus has already saved me. And if you kill me, I'll go to be with him." And that's what she told her dad with her dying breath. Horrible situation. And yet, those who have faith in Jesus Christ are not afraid of death. I've heard people who are going through illnesses and they tell me, "Pastor, I'm not afraid of death, but I am afraid of this process of dying." That can be true. But ultimately, I've been at many a deathbed. I've been at many a bedside and watched an individual take their last breath on this earth. And I've been privileged to see that of believers. And the way in which a believer takes their last breath is, to me, a moment of great holiness. I feel like I'm in a holy place, because the next thing that they'll see is Jesus in heaven. And it's like, "Lord, I want to trade places. This sounds glorious." But I've also been at the deathbed of those who have not trusted Jesus, and it is painful. I had a man was going to die. And I asked him, he says, do you know what's going to happen to you when you die? Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, I know what's going to happen. I'll be with all my friends in hell. We'll all have a great time playing cards and whooping it up. He had lived an ungodly life. His daughter had been a part of our church for many years, taught Sunday school as a teenager, was a wonderful young lady. Her dad, scoundrel, just a scoundrel. And I said, that's not the way it works. Hell is not a reunion with all your friends doing all the things you did on this earth. It's an internal separation from God and everyone else. It is a complete separation from everything good. Take my word for it. You don't want to experience it. I came back and saw him 3 days later. He hadn't died yet. And I said, Frank, have you thought about what I told you? Have you prepared for what is going to happen to you perhaps days from now? And he said he had. And he was ready to trust in Jesus. And I was there when he took his last breath. And with that last breath, he had hope that though he had lived a life completely separated from God, he knew he needed Jesus. He knew he needed a brand new life. And that's how we started this series, Help, I Need a New Life. And for him, he received one. Turn to John chapter 11. John chapter 11, verse 17. We read about a man who died, and it becomes a word picture for us of what it means for us to die on this earth, that God can give us new life. God promises, for those who die, yet shall they live. John chapter 11, verse 17, let me give you the backstory. Jesus' good friend, Lazarus, became deathly ill, and his sisters, Mary and Martha, sent messengers to tell Jesus of his condition, certain that Jesus would come quickly to heal Lazarus. Now, Jesus was more than a day's journey away. He couldn't catch a cab and get there in a matter of hours. He walked, and it was a matter of days, or at least more than a full day journey, where he was across the Jordan River, east of Jericho, east of Jerusalem, away from the place near Jerusalem where Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus were. Incidentally, verses 5 and 6 says that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Jesus loved them, it says in John 11, 5. Verse 6 says, yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. He loved them, and he stayed away. Interesting. And so that brings us up to verse 17. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. And many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That's a statement of faith that Jesus could heal. Verse 22, but I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And Martha answered, I know that he will rise again at the resurrection at the last day. I know that he'll rise in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? That's what Jesus asked Martha. I'm not asking you, but I'll ask you. Do you believe this? And Martha responded, yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this is your word and this is your promise. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they are meant to be a word of hope, a word of promise, a word of comfort to all who believe. Father, may that they be that to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. It was if Martha had said to Jesus, "Help, my brother is going to die." And we're all in that boat. "Help, I'm going to die." And one day, unless the Lord comes in between, we, all of us, will have that hourglass run out in our lives, and we are going to die. So far, the statistic is that 100% of the people on this planet die. Oh, there was two exceptions to that. I don't know, do the math, but it comes out to a long decimal place. Because Enoch, it says, walked with God, and God took him, just transported him. And then that prophet Elijah got a chariot ride up to heaven. The chariot of the Lord. Wow. But the rest of us are going to face death at one time or another. Help, I'm going to die. But what Jesus is saying here is that our eternity can begin today. Our eternity can begin today. And that's the way that Jesus provokes us to look at this. Let's turn to what Martha said. You know, Jesus told Martha that her brother will rise again. And Martha responded, indeed, she did believe her brother Lazarus would rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Perhaps Martha had heard what Jesus himself had said, which is recorded for us in John chapter 6, verse 40, where Jesus said, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him will have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." I will raise him up. And so maybe Martha was there when Jesus taught that. Maybe she heard that reported. It was something that many Jews believed at that time. Most Jewish people in the time of Jesus believed that there would come a day when the dead will be judged. And those who lived righteous lives, who believed in the promises God made to his people and obeyed his commands, would rise, that is, be resurrected in bodily form from the dead and be with the Lord forever. Now, those who rejected God and did not obey his commands would also rise, but be condemned to hell. And she knew that. Martha believed in a future event, a future resurrection, a future heaven. But Jesus was not talking about an event in the distant future. Your brother will rise again. And Jesus meant today. Jesus meant today. Jesus was talking about something that would happen now. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection right now. The resurrection you're looking forward to in the future is standing in front of you. I represent that resurrection. I represent that life that will never end." We'll get to that. Many people put off thinking about a judgment day or a life to come, thinking that it's in the distant future for them. Especially kids, you might think, "Oh, that's a long way away. I don't have to think about that today." When Jesus said, "I am the resurrection," he was saying that the resurrection and the day of judgment was not just an event in the distant future. It has already come. Let me say that again. The judgment and the resurrection has already come. Whether we are raised to eternal life or whether we are judged and condemned depends on whether or not we believe and trust in Jesus. The Bible says in John 3:16, you know that one, right? "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life, everlasting life." Verse 17 says, for God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world. God didn't send him in here to judge the world. If he sent Jesus to judge the world, we'd all face condemnation. None of our lives will measure up. None of us have kept all of God's command or loved him with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our strength and all of our mind. We just haven't done it. We're all in the same boat. So whether we are raised to eternal life or whether we are judged and condemned depends on one thing. Whether we believe and trust that God has forgiven us our sins in Jesus on the cross. John 3:18 says, he who believes in him, he who believes in Jesus, is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So Jesus has said, the resurrection, the judgment day, has already come in the person of Jesus. It's not a future event. It's right now. Jesus said in John 5:24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. If you believe in Jesus, eternity begins today. Eternity is now because we've already crossed over from death to life. Secondly, Jesus is the life that cannot die. They tried killing him. His mortal body indeed ceased to function once he succumbed to the torture of the cross. But Jesus in Revelation 1:18 says, I am the living one. I was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore. In Acts 2:24, Peter says God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Jesus is the resurrection, as we've said, but he's also the life, a life that cannot die. You couldn't keep him in the grave. In Acts 3:15, Peter said, you killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this. Philippians 3:21 says that the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. And that tells us that this life in Jesus that could not die will one day transform us and we will not die. What did Jesus say? I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Eternity begins today. Jesus is that life that cannot die, and that's the life that he gives us. So Jesus gives life that will never end. Jesus said in John 5:21, for just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to him he wishes. John 14:18-20. And all these verses are in your bulletin there, in your handout, so you can go home and look those up. There Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father and that you are in me and I am in you. And because my life is in you, those who believe have believed in Jesus and received him as their Lord and Savior, his life is going to continue to live in the believer, in you and I, if we receive and believe in Jesus. Jesus promised, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to be in you. You're going to have this life that will never end. So Jesus gives a life that never ends. Lastly, is just the conclusion of all that. Live a new life of faith through Jesus. We're all going to face death. Help, I'm going to die. But what we really should be saying is, praise God, I'm alive, and I will never die. Really. We will live forever. It was D.L. Moody who said, someday you're going to read in the newspapers that D.L. Moody has died. Don't you believe it for a second. I'll never be more alive than I will be at that moment. I'll never be more alive. Because when he dies on this earth, he will live in the presence of God forever. And that's the promise that he gives us. There's a lot of scripture here. I'm not going to read that. We're out of time. But here's two things we must do. Believe in God's word. The Gospel of John ends in John chapter 20, verse 31. It says, these are written. These things were written in this book, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name, a life that will never end. Secondly, receive God's Son. First, we believe God's word. Believe his promise. Secondly, receive his Son. John 1:12 says, yet to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children who will have an eternal relationship with him. 1 John 5:11-12 just says it very simply. We'll just end with this. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. If you are threatened with death, and somebody said, see if your Jesus will save you, do you have faith enough to say, my Jesus has already saved me? If I die, I live. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this promise of Jesus. Father, I know it has been a comfort to many hearts over the ages at the casket of a loved one who died in faith. The promise of Jesus is sure. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And he asked Martha, do you believe this? And Lord, help us to answer that question. Do I believe this? And may we answer that question, yes, I believe that you are the Christ, that you are the Savior, and that you have saved me. Lord, if there's anyone here today that is afraid they're going to die, afraid of that death because they don't know what's on the other side, or they know what's on the other side and they're afraid that it's not good, Lord, may they have the assurance today, the blessed assurance today, that they can have a life that will never end. May they simply cry out to you with these words, Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross to forgive all my sins so that I will not be judged. I will not be condemned. I believe that you rose from the dead to show me that I can have a life that will never end. Lord, may you come into my heart and come into my life as my Savior and Lord and give me that assurance, an assurance of a life that will never end, of an eternity that begins today. And Lord, for all of us, help us to live our lives knowing that we won't die. For all who have believed and trust in you, that this life is just the prelude to a greater and more blessed existence than what we experience today. And may that give us courage and hope and confidence each day we live, as we live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.